The objective of the government's housing plan was to ensure that every citizen in the state should have access to good quality homes, to purchase or rent at an affordable price, built to a high standard in the right place, offering a high quality of life. Since Housing for All was implemented, rents across the country, though, have increased, homelessness has risen, and the cost of homes remains stubbornly high. Critics have claimed that after years of private market failure, we must provide a new model to tackle the housing crisis. Those support plan claim that it needs to be given time to work. Joining me now in studio is Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesman, and Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil senator and the party's spokesperson for housing. Good morning and happy new year to both of you. Thank you very much for joining us. Mary, can I start with you, please, in this story that's reported in the Irish Independent today, that Dara O'Brien is suggesting that landlords might be allowed to write off the cost of purchasing cookers and fridges and white goods against tax under plans being considered by the government. Does this, and I know it's not the only measure that government is considering at the moment, but does it not create an impression of a government that is still tinkering around the edges of this problem rather than rolling up its sleeves and getting stuck in?
Philip, happy new year to you and your listeners. And you're right, if you looked at the housing crisis, the isolation of that one article, of course, it would look like a completely inadequate response to the housing crisis. And that's why Housing for All is that. It's a 10-year plan.
Mary, I'm going to interrupt you because I really can only make out about one word in two, unfortunately, of everything that you're saying. So we're going to get you back up on hopefully a slightly better line if we can't improve the quality of that. Owen O'Brien, where she was going with that was, yes, it would be unfair to judge us by this one measure alone. We are not going to solve this with a single silver bullet. It is going to take lots of little creative initiatives like this to deal with housing.
Well, first of all, Philip, and Happy New Year again to yourself and the team here and the listeners. I was very surprised when I read this story this morning because white goods are already deductible against taxes for landlords in terms of capital allowances. If you go to the revenue.ie website today and look at it, you'll see that the landlord can already write those down against their tax, albeit over a number of years. Also, the same article made it very clear from Michael McGrath that he is not making any changes to the tax code until budget 2024. So this is typical of Dara O'Brien, clearly out of his depth, clearly doesn't know what he's talking about, and clearly speculating about things that may happen at some distant point in the future. And even if Dara O'Brien was proposing, for example, allowing a landlord to write off the cost of a fridge in 1 year rather than over 8 years, the cost of a new fridge in Currys at the moment is 200 euros. Is anybody seriously suggesting that's going to make a difference? And this is the big problem with the government's plan. Lots and lots of talk about what they might do in the future. Lots and lots of, as you described it, tinkering around the edges and not doing the really, really important fundamental thing which needs to be done, which is delivering very, very large volumes of good quality homes at genuinely affordable prices. If you look at, for example, affordable housing delivery last year, tiny number of affordable homes to purchase, and it's not clear if any of those were actually purchased in 2022. Affordable rental, again, a few hundred more, but the rents, for example, are now rising to about 1,500 euros a month, both for Land Development Agency cost rental advertised in November in Delgany and two and other AHBs. So actually, the one thing the government can control, which is direct capital investment and direct delivery in large volumes of affordable homes for working people, they are not doing. They're actually tying the hands of our local authorities and housing bodies.
Does this mean, though, that there does not need to be things done in order to incentivize landlords to stay in or to re-enter the market again?
So we had a very detailed presentation by the Residential Tenancies Board, the Oireachtas Housing Committee, which myself and Mary sit on just at the end of the year. And what they actually outlined from a sentiment survey of landlords is that of the 25% of landlords who are currently thinking about exiting the market, the majority of those aren't concerned about tax or profitability. They either want the tax back or the property back for their own use or family members' use, or the availing of positive equity. So what that actually tells us is large volumes of landlords are going to leave no matter what tinker around the edges of the tax code this government may do in 2024, 2025. And that's why the focus has to shift to say, okay, if those landlords are leaving and they have a right to leave and sell their property or under current law use the property for their own use, how can we allow that to happen in a way that has the least level of disruption to the tenant? And that's why the focus should be on the state and approved housing bodies in the first instance trying to acquire those properties at market prices or indeed find ways to assist tenants to purchase those properties so that the landlords can exit, but the tenants remain in situ. And not enough around that has been done at present.
Mary Fitzpatrick, hopefully welcome back to the conversation on a slightly better line. Essentially, what Eoghan Abrinn is saying is that you are like Hardy Canoes trying to turn back the tide and trying to keep landlords in the rental market against their will or when it's more profitable for them to exit it. You just need to be building homes.
Yeah, thanks, Philip. Apologies about that. Housing for All, we're 1 year into a 10-year programme, and in that year, we've managed to increase the capital investment from what was less than $500 million to over $4 billion. We are empowering the local authorities and the approved housing bodies, and we're using state-owned land. The reality of it is that, and as Eoghan alluded to, we have had the local authorities into the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing. They have said the government funding is there, the government backing is there, the legislation that we have passed to enable them to build not just social homes, but also affordable homes. And for the very first time ever in the history of the state, affordable cost rental homes. The fact that we're supporting them in what they describe as an unprecedented crisis of supply chain shortages, construction cost inflation. They say that funding from government is not the issue. They do actually point to as well the delays that are caused by the whole planning process. They indicated in our hearings with them that delays from objections, be it through the planning process or through the courts, can add 2 to 4 years. So we're working now to improve those planning laws to actually remove the planning delays from local authorities for lands where they have land zoned for and serviced for social and affordable housing. Everything that that can be done is being done. Is it enough yet? Absolutely not, Philip. We get that. That's why we are working with the local authorities and the approved housing bodies and the housing charities and the private sector and homeowners to actually ensure that we fix this crisis by massively increasing the supply of all types of homes.
Eoghan Abrinn, there's an awful lot to unpick there, but if you talk to the people who are at the front line actually building the houses, they say that the major stumbling block for them right now is inflation costs. Why would they commit on contract to a legally binding deal to build something that could possibly not be turning a profit by the time they have actually completed it? Would Sinn Féin be averse to the idea of further financial subsidy for building developers?
No, because that wouldn't be the right way to tackle the problem that you've identified. Construction sector inflation is a real issue. And again, at the Oireachtas Housing Committee earlier in the year, we did two very detailed sessions listening to a whole range of stakeholders, both the public and the private sector. And in fact, what would most assist developers, whether the public sector developers, local authorities, approved housing bodies, or the SME builder developers and others, is if we could ensure that they were able to get the developments up and running more quickly and deliver them more speedily. And there's a series of ways in which we could do that. Some of the reforms of the planning system that many of us have been calling for years, like statutory timelines for all sections of the planning process, would be a way of doing that. But more importantly, properly resourcing on board Planola so it makes its decisions in a more timely manner, and having a dedicated environmental and planning court that deals with judicial reviews very speedily would be the right way to do all of that. The other problem is when we hear this talk about tax breaks, and again, go back to what Michael McGrath said, no changes to the tax code till 2024. But if you look at the issue of tax breaks, for example, approved housing bodies are having a real difficulty.
Hang on a second, though. I have to just rewind 1 second, because in fairness to this government, you will have to acknowledge, haven't they doubled the budget to onboard Planola now? So they are able to go and outsource to get all of the human resources that they need.
No, in fact, the waiting times for onboard Planola are exceptionally long. And while certain categories of developments, like the new large-scale residential developments, do have statutory timelines, no additional staff has been given to the board since that legislation was passed to make those decisions in a timely manner. And it can take the board a year or more to take a decision when the local authority that made a decision on the initial planning application did it in 14 weeks. So resourcing is absolutely key. In fact, when Minister O'Brien earlier or at the end of last year, said that his new planning bill was going to speed up decisions, Michael McGrath at the same time was saying there's no additional resources from Bord Pleanála staffing next year. So there's no point having statutory timelines if you don't also increase the staffing of the board.
Okay, Mary Fitzpatrick, on Bord Pleanála is the basket case here.
Yeah, we introduced the large-scale residential planning reform so that we could actually return planning decisions from On Bord Pleanála to the local authorities. We introduced time-bound requirement for decisions to be made in the interests of not only restoring the local democratic input, but also ensuring that there was a time limitation.
But there's not much point in setting goals and targets without giving them the human resources to do it.
Well, if we did provide the additional resources to the local authorities, and On Bord Pleanála in the first instance required to have a new chairperson appointed and a new board appointed, so that then it could move forward. As you said, government doubled the funding to On Bord Pleanála. We brought forward legislation just before Christmas so that we can allow for a new board to be constituted and for that board to be extended, so that the whole organisation can be made fit for purpose. That's work that is already in train. And it's really important that we do that, that there is confidence in the planning system.
Okay, Eoghan, you're shaking your head throughout all of this.
Well, first of all, there was some additional resources given to On Bord Pleanála, but that's to do with offshore wind applications on the back of the maritime area planning legislation that was passed the year before last. But again, go back to what I said, when Darragh O'Brien announced that he is going to impose statutory timelines on all aspects of the board's decision-making process, something I've been calling for since 2016. On the very same day, Michael McGrath said in 2023, there is no additional capital investment for staff for the board. And the issue of the long delays in the board making decisions either on residential developments at appeal or strategic infrastructure developments, whether water treatment plants or wind farms, has been going on for years. And likewise, yes, some additional resourcing has been given to local authorities, but their housing departments, not their planning departments. And in fact, if you listened to the Office of the Planning Regulator, Niall Cussons, he was writing in the Sunday Independent this week, he was saying that, in fact, we have to start properly resourcing our local authority planning departments, I would also say building control, to do all of that correctly. And again, it's part of the problem with the government's plan. Lots and lots of promises for the future, lots and lots of talk. But let's remember, this government has been in power for 2.5 years. It is a repeat and a reheat of the government that has been in power for 6 years, implementing either the same policies that aren't working, or if you read Conor McQuillan's report from davymyhome.ie, in fact, some of the policies that Darragh O'Brien has introduced, such as the controversial shared equity loan scheme, coupled with the changes to the central bank mortgage lending rules last year, are going to further inflate house prices. It has never been more difficult to rent. Has never been more difficult to buy. It has never been more difficult to get a social home. More people are homeless than ever before. Okay. And for anybody from the government to come up and say their plan is working is living in cloud cuckoo land.
Mary.
Yeah, Philip, look, we're 1 year into Housing for All. In that year, more homes were built than any other year in the last decade. More first-time buyers bought a home than any year in the last 7-10 years. And more people were prevented from and exited homelessness than any time in the last 10 years. Is it a complete piece of work? Absolutely not. But unprecedented capital funding is being provided. Every available resource is being used in terms of delivering increased state social housing, affordable cost rental housing, using and reusing existing vacant properties, a grant that will actually allow homeowners reuse, renovate, okay, and turn vacant properties. But you have to ask, if Eoghan thinks the whole programme is failed, you have to think about what would be the alternative. They have endless complaints. Their solutions are absent. They are a one-trick pony. They have a one-size-fits-all solution to this, which is the state build all the homes, everybody live in social housing. They do not support private home ownership. They would do away with the financial supports that are there today to help people buy their own home. 35,000 homeowners availed of the Help to Buy scheme. In the first 6 months of the First Home scheme, almost 1,000 people have already availed of that. Okay. And the local authority home loan mortgage, which is designed to help people, particularly single people, buy their own home, by the state financially supporting them. Those are real financial direct supports to people who want to buy
and
their
I
own
have
homes,
one
combined
final question.
With capital funding for social housing.
I have one final question to Eoghan Abrin on his plans. You said at the weekend that you could, if you were minister, end homelessness within 5 years. Let me get you to put...
He'd add 10 years to it.
Well, let me put the question to him, please, Mary, and get you to put a hostage to fortune on the record here on the 3rd of January. Define end homelessness for a start, and if you don't meet that definition after 5 years, what would you do?
So the first thing is it is possible because Finland has done it. The definition is you can't stop people falling into homelessness, but you can ensure that nobody's in emergency accommodation for anything longer than an emergency, which is usually defined as a number of weeks or a short number of months. What they did in Finland and what we could do here, because we're a similar size country with a similar size problem and similar size economy, is dramatically increase the Housing First program to get single people out of emergency accommodation and into long secure tenancies from about 200 a year at the moment to 500. Dramatically increase and accelerate the delivery, not just of social housing, but affordable and cost rental. And ring fence every cent of the 240 million euros of emergency funding to provide the support services that are there.
So
the
ending, ending homelessness, by your definition, is nobody in emergency accommodation for more than a few weeks. If after 5 years in government that wasn't the standard, what would you do? Would you resign?
Well, the first thing I'd say is let's give us a chance. And that's what I would say to the electorate at the next general election.
I asked for a commitment on what you would do.
What I would say is it is possible to do. Finland has done it. This government has been talking about doing it for years.
So you're not saying that you would resign. You're not staking your political future on this claim.
What I am saying is we would put in place a plan and the resources to do exactly what Finland has done, which is to end long-term homelessness and the need to sleep rough. It is a doable, achievable solution. And the problem is this government just doesn't have the political will to achieve it.
If it is so doable and if you weren't able to do it or you didn't do it, what would you do?
I'll happily answer that question if and when we reach that. But my focus would be on ending long-term homelessness, something that is achievable, but this government simply doesn't have the political will to do so.
Mary Fitzpatrick and Eoin Óibrín, thank you both very much. We have to take a break.